All right, so you're here for a deep dive, and today we're going deep on something, well, it's a big deal in U.S. soccer, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this brand new policy that's going into effect March 2025, and it's all about, well, preventing referee abuse at the youth and amateur levels of the game.
Right, right. And, I mean, this is a huge, it's a really important topic right now. You know, what's been going on with the way referees have been treated in these games, the risks they face,
yeah.
I mean, not just emotional, but even physical, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a real problem.
100%.
And it's been getting worse.
And, you know, these are the people that are that allow the game to even happen,
yeah,
right? So their safety, their well-being, it's got to be paramount,
right? It's got to be the top priority.
So that's what we're here to do today, right? For you, for everyone listening, you want to get the information, the important stuff without, you know, having to sort through pages and pages of, you know, dense policy documents, right?
Yeah.
So that's our goal today, right? We're going to unpack this whole new policy, see how it works, what it means for everyone involved, you know, players, coaches, parents, the whole, you know.
The whole youth and amateur soccer ecosystem, right?
What, exactly.
From top to bottom.
So where do we even begin with this thing? This is big, right?
It is a lot to take in, right? But I think the core, the real heart of this policy is this thing they're calling the penalties matrix.
Okay, a matrix.
Yeah, so think of it like this, right? It's basically a system, a clear system, where they lay out exactly what the consequences are,
mm-hmm.
you know, for anybody who commits an offense against a referee.
Okay.
Both physical and non-physical.
Right.
So it's about accountability.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Making sure everybody understands, hey, if you do this, this is what's going to happen.
So if we're trying to sort of wrap our heads around this, like, what are the big pieces we need to know?
Okay, so there are several key things to keep in mind.
Okay.
First off, they've established these minimum penalties. So for offenses that aren't, you know, the absolute worst of the worst.
Right.
What they're calling red zone offenses, which we'll get into a bit later.
Okay.
There's a baseline, right? Like, okay, this is the minimum you're going to get.
So like a minimum sentence?
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But, and this is interesting, it's not always just games, right?
Oh.
Sometimes it can be time, too.
Okay, so like suspended for a certain number of games.
Right, like you miss 2 games, 4 games, whatever.
Right.
Or it could be, you know, a week, a month, something like that.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Exactly. It depends on, you know, how bad the offense was.
Right.
Like a little, you know, verbal jab is different from, like, shoving somebody.
I know, yeah.
Right. So the policy tries to be flexible, you know?
Makes sense.
But then, and this is where it gets serious, there's, like, this escalating thing.
Right. Which means?
So, like, let's say you get in trouble once.
Right.
Okay, you get your penalty, whatever it is.
Mm.
But then you do it again, a second offense, bam, double the punishment.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then if you're really not getting the message and you go for a third offense, that's it. You're done. Lifetime ban.
Wow, a lifetime ban.
That's how serious they're taking this.
That's a real deterrent.
It's supposed to be, right? They want people to understand, like, this is not a joke.
Right.
And it's not just about individual offenses either, right?
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes you might have multiple things happening at once.
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay.
So in those cases, they look at the most serious thing you did, and the penalty is at least that bad, you know?
So you can't, like, do a bunch of smaller things and get away with it.
Nope. They've thought of that.
They've closed that loophole.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was the focus on protecting younger refs, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a really important part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So if someone abuses a referee who's a minor, you know, a kid, basically,
mm-hmm.
they've got this thing called a minor multiplier.
Okay.
And it's like triple the punishment.
Cripple, wow.
Yeah. Because, you know, kids are more vulnerable. Right.
Absolutely.
And someone in a position of authority, like a coach or a parent, they should know better.
They should be setting an example.
Exactly.
Right. That's a good safeguard.
It is.
And is there something about, like, a warning for a first offense?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I vaguely remember something about that.
So they've got this provision where you can get a single warning for a first offense, but it's like per league, you know.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a joint thing. Like, the state soccer organizations are going to work with the individual leagues to figure out how to manage that.
So it's like a chance to educate, maybe?
Yeah, maybe for something, you know, not super serious, a first-time thing.
Right, a slightly softer landing.
Yeah, but just One, and only within that specific league.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And one other thing, any red card that's given because of referee abuse, that's an automatic one-game suspension, minimum.
No, right, right. So that's like the immediate on-field consequence.
Exactly. It doesn't matter about warnings or anything.
No warnings for that. Yeah, makes sense.
And wasn't there something about a reduction in penalty if the offender is also a minor?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's an optional thing. Where they can reduce the penalty by 50% for first offense if the person who did it is also a minor.
So, like, a kid yells at the ref, they might get a break.
Yeah, they're acknowledging that, you know, kids aren't always perfect.
Yeah, right.
They make mistakes. They're still learning.
Learning, exactly.
But that's up to, like, the disciplinary people to decide.
Okay, so some nuance there.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you mentioned before updated reporting procedures coming in phase three.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that? Like, what are people supposed to do in the meantime?
So for now, stick with what you've got. You know, whatever your league or organization does now for reporting.
Right.
Keep doing that.
Keep doing that.
They'll roll out the new procedures later, but the main thing is report it, you know.
If you see something, say something.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense.
Don't wait for the new system.
Right, right, okay.
Because it's important to address these things, you know, right away.
Absolutely.
So use whatever process you have in place right now.
Okay, cool. That gives us, I think, a pretty good picture of how the penalties work.
Yeah, the structure is, it's pretty comprehensive.
It is. So let's dive into, you know, the specific behaviors, starting with non-physical abuse.
Okay, yeah.
And it's a good point, right? The policy really stresses this. You don't have to touch someone for it to be abuse.
Right, right. And, you know, words can hurt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And this kind of abuse, it can escalate, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Starts with words, then, you know, who knows where it ends up.
Yeah. Yeah, it can get out of hand.
Exactly.
So they've broken this down into four levels, right?
Yeah, four levels of non-physical abuse.
Each with its own definition, the minimum suspension, and some examples.
To make it really clear, you know.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning, level one.
Okay, level one, so that's what they're calling verbal taunting.
Verbal taunting, okay.
And the minimum here is a two-game suspension.
Two games, okay.
So this is basically anything you say, you know, that's insulting, belittling, or just trying to undermine the ref's authority. Things like, you know, do you even know the rules?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, or making fun of how they look. Like, did you forget your glasses?
Right, right.
Or accusing them of being biased. Like, what's the other team paying you?
You know, you hear that sometimes.
Yeah, or just being really dismissive. Like, you suck.
Yeah.
And even your tone of voice, you know.
Interesting.
Like, if you say something like, you're the worst ref we've ever had. But you say it in this, like, really aggressive way.
Right, right. The way you say it matters.
Exactly.
It's not just the words themselves.
It's the whole package. Mm. The words, the tone, the intent.
The intent. Yeah, that makes sense.
And for each level, they've got this recommended approach.
Oh.
So for level one, it's all about, you know, being respectful.
Right.
If you want clarification on a call, just ask politely.
Okay.
Share your perspective calmly. No yelling, no insults, no, like, aggressive gestures.
Right. The basics of decent behavior.
Exactly.
Okay. What about level two?
Okay. So level two is harassment intimidation.
Okay. So things are ramping up a bit.
Yeah. This is more serious.
Okay.
And the minimum suspension here is four games.
Four games. All
right. This is where you start to see, like, direct harassment.
Okay.
Intimidation, retaliation, mm-hmm. you know, just really abusive language, even threats. But not physical threat.
Right, right. So we're not talking about violence yet.
Not yet, but it's getting close.
Okay.
Examples here would be like swearing at the ref like, that call was complete feed.
Oh, yeah.
Or personal attacks like, you're a effing joke.
Oh, wow.
Or just like really escalating the verbal abuse. Like, you can't make a single good fuff call.
Oh, my God.
And even like getting right up in the ref's face, you know,
in their personal space.
Yeah, like trying to intimidate them.
Yeah, yeah, not good.
Not good at all.
So what's the recommended approach for level two?
So here they say, you know, take a moment, calm down before you say anything.
Okay.
And if you want an explanation, ask for it, but do it calmly, you know.
Yeah, right.
Don't just like explode.
Don't make the situation worse.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense.
Try to be constructive, you know.
Yeah, communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, so level three, this is threats, derogatory language.
Yeah, this is where things get really serious.
This sounds bad.
It is.
Oh, so what are we talking about here?
So this is any kind of language that's aggressive, attacking, or derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes things like cyberbullying, doxing, or threatening physical violence.
Okay, so even stuff that happens online.
Yeah, it's not just about what happens on the field anymore.
Right, right.
The abuse can continue online, and that's just as bad.
Absolutely, and the penalties here are...
They're pretty hefty.
Yeah, what are they?
So it's a minimum of 6 games, and they can also add on a suspension of anywhere from 6 to 24 months.
Wow, 6 to 24 months.
Yeah, so you could be out for 2 years.
So like, what are some examples of this level of abuse?
So, like, directly threatening to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going to pay for that, or I'll see you in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
It is. And then there's the online stuff, you know? Like, posting nasty things about the ref on social media, trying to get them in trouble.
Right, right.
That's the cyberbullying and doxing part.
And the policy's recognizing that that's just as bad.
Yeah, it can have real consequences for the ref.
Right. It can affect their life outside of soccer.
Exactly.
And the recommended approach here.
So they're really emphasizing, like, taking a step back, taking a deep breath before you do anything.
Okay.
And really thinking about the consequences, you know? Not just for yourself, but for everyone involved.
Right. Right. It's not just about you.
It's about the whole game, the whole community.
The big picture.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And finally, level 4, the most serious one, offensive or discriminatory act.
Yeah. This is the worst of the worst.
Yeah. This is really serious stuff.
It is.
So what kind of behavior are we talking about here?
So this is anything that's discriminatory or derogatory based on, you know, race, skin color, ethnicity, nationality, you know, all those things.
Right.
Gender, disability, sexual orientation, language, religion, you name it.
So like any kind of prejudice, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And the penalties, they're huge.
Yeah, bet.
Minimum 10 games.
Yeah.
And they can also suspend you for 12 to 24 months.
So again, potentially out for 2 years.
Yeah. And it could be even longer depending on the circumstances, right? Some examples of this would be like using racial slurs, making offensive gestures, homophobic language, you know, all that kind of awful stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's no place for that in the game.
Absolutely not.
So it's good to see the policy taking such a strong stance.
They're making it clear that this is not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
And the recommended approach here is, well, it's more like a reminder, you know?
Okay.
Like, remember that soccer is for everyone, right?
Right.
Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you believe, everyone deserves to be treated with respect.
Absolutely.
And that includes the refs.
100%.
So, yeah, it's a powerful message.
It is.
They're not messing around with this stuff.
Okay, so that covers the whole spectrum of non-physical abuse.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is, but it's good to have it all laid out so clearly, you know?
Transparency is important.
Absolutely. So let's move on to physical abuse.
Okay, yeah, and the policy really doesn't mince words here.
Yeah, what do they say?
Straight up, they say, apart from friendly handshakes, there's no reason ever to touch a ref.
Wow. Okay, no touching.
No touching.
Straightforward.
Yeah, and they also point out that physical violence can have serious consequences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like legal consequences. You could end up getting charged with assault. You could get sued.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're really trying to emphasize that this is not something to take lightly.
Right. And they've broken physical abuse down into 3 levels.
3 levels, yeah.
So starting with level 1, minor or slight touching.
Yeah, and it's important to note that even these, you know, seemingly small things, they're now considered abuse.
Oh, wow. So even like a little tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, like if you do it deliberately, it can be a problem.
Really?
Yeah, because it can be seen as, you know, disrespectful or threatening.
Okay, I see.
The penalty for this is at least a 3-game suspension, and they can also add on a suspension of 1 to 6 months.
So like, what are some examples of this?
So things like tapping the ref on the shoulder, touching their chest with your finger, grabbing their jersey, even like bumping into them on purpose.
Like even if it's like a light bump.
Yeah, it's about the intent, you know?
Right, right.
If you do it to be aggressive, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what's the recommended approach in this situation?
Basically, they're saying if you need the ref's attention, use your words.
Okay.
No physical contact necessary.
Right, right.
And even when things are getting heated, try to stay in control of your body.
Stay cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sounds.
Don't let your emotions get the best of you.
Right. All right, so moving on to level 2, intentional confrontation.
Yeah, so now we're talking about more aggressive physical actions.
Okay, so this is more serious.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what kind of actions fall into this category?
So things like pushing, grabbing, pulling, squeezing, pinching, lightly slapping, using an object in a non-striking manner, or damaging the ref's property.
Okay, so that's a pretty wide range.
It is. It is. And the penalties are much harsher, too.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
So the minimum here is a 10-game suspension, and they can also suspend you for 6 to 24 months.
6 to 24 months. Wow.
Yeah, so you could be out for two whole seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And some specific examples of this would be like shoving the ref, grabbing their arm really hard, throwing a water bottle at the ground right in front of them, knocking over the bag, grabbing their jersey aggressively, or even following them after the game, like to the parking lot, you know, in a threatening way.
Right, right. So it's not just what happens on the field.
Exactly. It's about the whole context.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important.
And the recommended approach here is, well, they're basically saying, look, this kind of behavior isn't going to change the ref's decision.
Right.
And it's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Not worth it at all.
So what should people do instead?
They're suggesting that you focus on, you know, playing better, improving your game. And if you feel yourself getting really angry, just walk away, you know.
Take a break.
Yeah, remove yourself from the situation.
Okay, good advice.
Yeah, much better than ending up with a long suspension.
Right, right. And then the final level, level 3, violent contact.
Yeah, this is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, this is the really scary stuff.
It is. And they're very clear about the consequences here.
Okay, so what are we talking about exactly?
So this is any kind of hitting, punching, kicking, biting, spitting, choking, tackling, you know, anything like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's assault.
It is. And they're very clear that this kind of behavior can lead to criminal charges.
Right, right. This is beyond soccer at this point.
Exactly.
And the penalties.
They're the most severe, starting with a 12-game suspension, but it can go all the way up to a lifetime ban.
A lifetime ban. Wow.
Yeah. And they give some pretty graphic examples like kicking the ref's shin, throwing a punch, putting your hands on their neck, throwing a water bottle at them with the intention of hitting them, kicking the ball at them really hard.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It is. And they're making it clear that this is unacceptable.
Right, right. And the recommended approach here.
Well, it's more like a plea, you know.
Okay.
We're basically saying, please, before you get to this point, stop and think.
Right.
There are so many other options, so many other ways to deal with your anger.
Yeah, yeah. Like walk away, talk to someone, anything but this.
Exactly, because the consequences are just too high.
Right, right. You could ruin your life, the ref's life. It's just not worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
So we've talked a lot about the different levels of abuse, the penalties, all that. But one thing that's really important is reporting, right?
Absolutely. Well, a policy can't work if people don't report abuse.
Right. So let's talk about the reporting abuse guidelines.
Okay, yeah. So the policy encourages everyone to report abuse, whether you're a player, a coach, a spectator, anyone.
If you see something, say something.
Exactly. Ooh. And the first step is to really understand what abuse is, you know.
Right, to be familiar with those levels we just talked about.
Yeah, so you know what to look for, what to report.
Okay, so let's say someone does witness abuse. What are they supposed to do?
So they're recommending that people submit a written report within 48 hours of the incident, if possible.
Oh, 48 hours, okay.
Yeah, so everything is still fresh in your mind.
Right, right.
And the report should include all the details about the match, a clear description of what happened, and if you have it, any video or audio evidence.
Oh, okay. So like if someone's filming the game on their phone?
Yeah, that can be really helpful.
Right, right.
And the policy also mentions that there will be more specific reporting procedures coming in phase 3.
Right, right. So for now?
For now, just use whatever system your league or organization already has in place.
Okay. So stick with what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once a report is submitted, what happens?
So the policy talks about the competition authority.
Okay.
That's the group within U.S. soccer that handles all the disciplinary stuff.
Right.
So they'll review the report, all the evidence, and then they'll send it to the appropriate member organization.
Okay.
Which is basically like the state soccer association.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And they'll handle the investigation and decide on any punishments.
Okay. And what about the person who's been accused of abuse? Did they get any say in this?
Yeah. The policy specifically says that any athlete who's reported for abuse has the right to appeal.
Okay. So there's due process.
Exactly.
Good.
They're not just going to, you know, throw the book at someone without giving them a chance to defend themselves.
Right. Right. And where can people find more information about all this? Like if they want to read the full policy or get updates on the reporting procedures?
So the policy directs everyone to ussoccer.com/wrap.
Okay.
That's where they'll have all the latest information, all the detail.
Perfect, perfect.
And they really emphasize that everyone needs to work together on this, you know?
Right, it's a collective effort.
Yeah, players, coaches, parents, administrators, we all have a responsibility to create a safe and respectful environment for the refs.
Absolutely, because without them, there's no game.
Exactly.
So with this new policy coming into effect in March 2025, what are the key things that people should be doing now to prepare?
Okay, so the policy actually lays out a four-step plan.
Okay, I like a plan.
Yeah, it makes it easy to follow.
All right, what's step one?
Step one, read the penalty overview.
Which we just did.
Which we just did, yeah. But it's good to read it in full, you know.
Right, get all the details.
Yeah, make sure you understand everything.
Okay, step two.
Step two, go to that website, ussoccer.com/mmwrap, and check out the full policy document.
Okay, get the source material.
Yeah, and see if there are any updates, you know.
Right, right. Keep up to date.
Exactly.
Okay, step three.
Step three, share this information.
Okay, spread the word.
Yeah, tell your teammates, your coaches, your league, everyone.
Everyone needs to know.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
Right, right.
And then step four, the most important one.
What's that?
When the policy goes into effect in March 2025, if you see abuse, report it.
Report it no matter what.
No matter what, because yeah, that's how this whole thing works, you know.
Right, right. The penalties are only effective if people are actually using the reporting system.
Exactly.
So it's on all of us to do our part.
It is. It is. We all have a role to play in creating a better environment for the refs.
Because ultimately, it's about protecting the game, right?
Yeah, it's about making sure that soccer is a positive experience for everyone.
Right, especially at the youth and amateur level.
Exactly, because that's where it all starts. You know,
that's the foundation.
Yeah. And if we can create a culture of respect at that level, it'll hopefully carry over to the higher levels of the game.
Right, right. It's setting a good example.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really thorough deep dive, I think.
We covered a lot.
And, you know, it's a lot to take in, but it's really important stuff.
It is.
So, you know, with all these changes, with all these new definitions of what constitutes abuse, what kind of impact do you think this is going to have on the culture of youth and amateur soccer in the coming years?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I think this policy has the potential to be a real game changer, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like it could really shift the culture in a positive direction.
How so?
Well, I think it sends a clear message that abuse is not okay and that there are serious consequences for it.
Right.
And that can hopefully make people think twice before they, you know, yell at the ref or do something stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It's about creating a deterrent.
Exactly.
But, you know, a policy is only as good as its enforcement, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's key.
So how do we make sure that this is actually enforced consistently and fairly?
That's the big question. And it's going to take a lot of effort from everyone involved, from U.S. soccer all the way down to the individual leagues and clubs.
Right. Everyone has to be on board.
Everyone has to buy in. And that's not always easy.
No, it's not, but it's essential.
It is. It is. Because ultimately, it's about creating a better environment for everyone.
Right. Right.
Players, coaches, parents, and especially the refs.
The refs who are so crucial to the game.
Yeah. Without them, we don't have a game.
No, we don't.
So we need a support.